Welcome to Venango County Tea Party Patriots audio interview with the candidates. These interviews are provided as a service to those who want to be informed and educated voters. Venango County Tea Party Patriots is an affiliate of the National Tea Party Patriots, a grassroots organization of voters interested in protecting our Constitution and keeping elected officials accountable to their oath of office. Local meetings are held on the fourth Saturday of every month at 9 a.m. unless otherwise noted in the newspaper or on our email list. If you consider yourself a patriot and would like to be a part of this group, you can email jane@vcTPP.org. That's jane@vcTPP.org or call 814-671-7110. That's 814-671-7110. And now to our interview. We have with us today Senator John Rafferty, who represents the residents of Pennsylvania's 44th Senatorial District, which includes parts of Berks, Chester, and Montgomery counties. He's been reelected for a fourth term in the Senate in November of 2014, and now he's endeavoring to seek the position of Pennsylvania Attorney General. And we're happy to have him with us today. Thank you, Senator Rafferty, for being with us.
Oh, thank you. My honor to be here.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about yourself and what qualifications you have to fulfill the office of Pennsylvania Attorney General.
Thank you. My qualifications are unique among the five candidates seeking the office of Attorney General. And I'm talking on both sides of the ticket there. Because of the awesome responsibility in that office and because of the dire lack of leadership in that office the past few years, we have to look at someone who has leadership capabilities, management capabilities, experience in all facets of the law, including making laws, and to make sure that we point the office in the right direction. A little bit about me. I graduated from the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown. At 22, 23 years of age, I was asked to stay on and manage a recreation facility that went from private to public. It used to be an old country club. We took a public golf courses, ice skating rink, swim club, restaurants and bars, and had to meet mortgage payments and payroll and take care of all the issues that are common with small businesses, and had a very good profit-making operation. When I left, when I originally took the job, I told the owner of the property and the business, and we became business partners together towards the end, that I wanted to go to law school and I would stay 7 years. I stayed 10. Then I went to Temple Law School. While I was in law school, I was a township supervisor. I was a teaching assistant to then Judge Lynn Abraham. I was a research assistant for a visiting professor. I was a floor manager at Macy's, all to earn money while I was attending Temple Law School. And my third year in law school, I went to law school with the full intention of being the world's best corporate attorney. While I was in law school, I really appreciated the trial advocacy side of the law and started to focus more class selection on trial advocacy and wrote papers on trial advocacy work. And my third year at Temple Law School, I had a practicum with the DA's office where I would go into the courtroom with an ADA and we would split the caseload. So oftentimes you're putting on 35, 45 cases. Before a judge in municipal court, maybe misdemeanors or preliminary hearings for felonies. And it was a great experience. I really loved the opportunity to do that fast-paced work. Upon graduation, I was very fortunate. I was hired by the Office of Attorney General. At that time, General Leroy Zimmerman hired me. And I was assigned to the Medicaid Fraud Section, Criminal Law Division. Medicaid fraud cases are very complex, complicated cases. They take a lot of time to bring to where you're ready to charge the perpetrator. These are going after the providers of medical services who are ripping off the taxpayers and preventing dollars from getting to help those intended. And they are going to enrich the providers because of their putting on ghost employees or overcharging for services or adding days to services being offered and fulfilled. So I had those type of cases, had some grand jury work, stayed there for about 3.5-4 years. Then I went into private practice and had a full experience in the private practice of law, having done real estate law, zoning law, education law, mental health law. I did name changes, personal bankruptcies, all types of what you would call general practice. And then for about 8.5 years served as a hearing officer in Montgomery County. then ran for the Senate of Pennsylvania. And I've been in the Senate of Pennsylvania now for over 13 years, where I've been the go-to guy for the law enforcement community. So I've never left my desire to serve in the law enforcement aspect of law in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And I work very closely with the police and the firefighters, the DA's Association, and prior to the present occupant, the Attorney General's Office, on changes to the laws here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania that would benefit the residents of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and work to expedite the process to make sure those who are guilty of criminal infractions are sentenced accordingly by the laws that we were instituting. Additionally, I worked on a number of civil pieces of legislation because the office does take in civil practice as well, from consumer protection to charitable trust to reviewing every contract the Commonwealth enters into. So with that experience and that broad-based experience, coalition building, my great relationship with the DA's Association, 4 years ago I wanted to run. Then Governor Corbett chose somebody else. I recognized the fact that he was titular head of the party. I stepped aside, this time because of the fiasco that has been in the Attorney General's office, of which my opponent was a part. I decided that I was going to go full tilt to the Office of Attorney General and run and win come November and bring that office back into the responsible professional responsibility and position of integrity that we enjoyed for many years from General Zimmerman through. So I think it's an awesome responsibility, and I'm willing to be that leader to make sure I right the ship of state.
Okay. And what do you feel are some of the very most important duties of an attorney general, and what do you hope will be your greatest accomplishment in this office?
As attorney general, you have to make sure that you are the chief law enforcement official for the Commonwealth, and you are the chief lawyer for the Commonwealth. And when you read the Commonwealth Attorneys Act, which I read on numerous occasions and very familiar with, the DAs were very careful when that position was made elected. It wouldn't be a super DA, but you do have some particular powers and obligations that are original to your office. Certainly Medicaid fraud, and we're going to enhance that position, the Medicaid Fraud Unit, the Office of Attorney General, because of the expansion of Obamacare into Pennsylvania. That means there's more money flowing through. So you want to make sure that the money getting to those that are in need and due to receive it, rather than providers who are going to stick their hands out and put money into their own pockets. So we're going to enhance that department. We're going to initiate a heroin strike force to go after the heroin epidemic here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, where the Senate of Pennsylvania has really been at the forefront on exposing the problems we have in that situation. So we're going to do something that hasn't been done lately, and that is a coordinated effort with the DAs. Each of the county DAs has an understanding for where the problem areas are within their county, that we work together to share our resources to go after those dealing in heroin. Additionally, I, a couple years ago, authored a piece of legislation which we had Governor Corbett sign for gang recruitment, and that made a criminal penalty for those who recruit members into gangs or will retain members to gangs who want to get out, and certainly enhance the penalties in those gang recruitment situations where the person recruited to the gang was forced into criminal activity and performed criminal activity on behalf of the gang. So we enhance the penalties for that. And why that's important is the gangs are directly involved in the importation of heroin into Pennsylvania and selling heroin here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And worked very hard, I did, for additional funding for the Office of Attorney General for the Mobile Street Crimes Unit to make sure that we had that accessibility to combating the heroin epidemic and gangs here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And with that, I've also been at the forefront with some of my colleagues on prescription drug abuse and tracing the prescriptions being written by doctors and the pharmacies filling them so we can keep a better accounting of that record. And like many other states, pushing to have platform established where a doctor, and especially those that are painkiller doctors, the doctor can go to the website and punch in the patient's name and be able to make a determination as to where they've been having their prescriptions filled, in what period of time, and what quantity, so they can find these people that are pharmacy shopping and doctor shopping to use prescriptions for illegal methods, and then turning to heroin afterwards. So all that combined on the criminal side is very important. And I worked with one of my Democrat colleagues to enhance the child predator unit under both General Corbett and now the present attorney general. We brought new technology for that office, really enhanced it so we can go after these creeps that are hanging on the computer screens trying to pick up our children and harm our children. Additionally, we're going to continue after the public corruption, which we saw very effective in General Corbett's administration. Now, certainly since that time, there have been lines drawn on the side in the sand, so people understand which side of the sand is for political purposes, which side is for governmental purposes. A lot of the legislators, most of the legislators have been adhering to that, but if you cross that line, Attorney General Rafferty and his staff will be there to fully prosecute you under the law. We're going to count in all three branches of government in that as well, not just the legislative. Legislative, executive, and judicial will be under that scrutiny. We'll also have a bright line for the ethics portion of operating our office. We already have guidelines published for use, proper use of government computers and government property, so we eliminate some of the problems we've seen come through on computer use and property use to make sure that it's proper and functions according to what the rules and regulations of the Commonwealth are and what the people of Pennsylvania expect. And on the civil side, we're going to enhance the Consumer Protection Unit, which last year handled about 37,000 complaints. And we're going to make sure that they have the resources they need to continue with that operation going forward for education purposes and to investigate those, especially those who are after our elderly for identity theft, and our nonprofit organizations. We have the charitable trust section. We're going to look at the nonprofits and make sure they're truly nonprofit and they're working for the benefit of consumers. So it's a very aggressive agenda, but one that if you look at how I've handled legislative matters, I'm going to work full tilt and hard on as well.
Now, we're from Venango County, and it's a kind of a rural county. A lot of people here are very interested on what your stand is on Second Amendment rights.
Sure. I am pro-Second Amendment. In fact, my office was the one that authored the amendment. Unfortunately, leadership put it on the wrong bill, but we did the preemption amendment to prevent local municipalities from entering into ordinances to preempt our gun rights. And I've always gotten an A rating from NRA, and I've been recommended by FOAC, both my last election as a senator, and I've been recommended by FOAC here in the running for the office of Attorney General. So my record on my pro-Second Amendment stand is pretty clear.
Now, another controversial subject that you might have to deal with in the future is your stand on the sanctuary cities and the acceptance of Middle Eastern refugees into Pennsylvania cities. How do you feel about that?
Well, I am actually a co-sponsor of Senator Alloway's bill, which would preempt this sanctuary city in Pennsylvania and outlaw sanctuary cities in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I don't think that we should be housing illegal aliens or illegal residents, or illegal immigrants, I should say. I think that they should go through the process like legal immigrants, and I am full support of Senator Alloway's bill to do away with sanctuary cities within the Commonwealth. And as far as the Syrian refugee issue, you're actually talking to the guy who authored the resolution that was offered in the Senate of Pennsylvania asking the governor and the president of the United States to halt the Syrian refugee coming into the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, coming into this great country, until they could be properly vetted. There was no one over there that would answer the phone to check on individuals. And if you believe that the cornerstone of any government, local, state, or federal, is the protecting the health, safety, and welfare of its residents, and I'll stress that again, residents, that we should stop bringing those people into the country who we're not sure of their background, we're not sure of their motives for coming in to Pennsylvania. And I sponsored Senate Resolution 248, which passed the Senate of Pennsylvania with bipartisan support. Took a lot of arguing on the floor about it, but it passed with bipartisan support to put a halt to the Syrian refugees coming into the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
All right. Thank you for your stand on that. Also, your stand on protecting religious freedoms in Pennsylvania, and we're concerned across the whole nation on this particular issue. How can you protect them, those who are trying to operate their businesses and live their lives as they feel led by their religious convictions?
Well, I think our religious freedoms are protected in the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. And some people like to drag it out when it suits them to say all separation of church and state. Well, it also provides every individual in this great country and in our Commonwealth with the freedom to express their religious beliefs and choose the house of worship they wish to go and honor their Lord and God. And I have not sponsored, nor will I sponsor, nor will I vote for legislation that preempts the First Amendment and forces businesses or individuals to accept what the government wants when it's contrary to what your personal religious beliefs are and the church that you belong to, one of the tenets of their faith.
Okay, and you've alluded to a few endorsements that you have received. Are there any others that you'd like to mention and then give a short wrap-up to the interview?
Sure, thank you. I've received the endorsement of the State Fraternal Order of Police. These are the men and women who day in and day out put their lives on the line to ensure our freedoms. And I'm very proud to have their endorsement because they stood there and said, this is the individual we trust to be the chief law enforcement official and the chief lawyer for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Additionally, I have the Pennsylvania State Troopers Association, which is the men and women who wear the gray uniforms, patrolling our highways, our municipalities, handling intelligence work on gangs, handling intelligence work on drug interdiction, intelligence work on terrorism here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I have their support and endorsement as well. The Professional Firefighters Association has endorsed me, again, saying this is the man we trust to be the chief law enforcement official, the chief lawyer for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We're putting our lives on the line as well, day in and day out. We need to know we have someone of his caliber, someone of his integrity to back us. And I received the endorsement, certainly, of the Republican committee here in the state of Pennsylvania, and I've received endorsement, I'm very proud of, the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation, recognizing my hard stand to protect the unborn through natural death and the individuals here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And if I could, I took a very hard stand on the Gosnell murder place down in the city of Philadelphia. I worked with my colleagues to make sure that we put strident regulations in place for those type of clinics to operate going forward in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to make sure they're actually there to protect the safety of the women, and they aren't there to murder the unborn and the women who went to the facilities we saw in the Gosnell. So I'm very happy to have that endorsement as well. And going forward, there's several other endorsements coming in. There are about 50-some county commissioners here within the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania who have endorsed my candidacy, with more to come. And we're expecting a number of other law enforcement operations coming in to support me. And I will say this, too. A number of the local FOPs, Fraternal Order of Police, fall under the umbrella of the state FOP, but they wanted to come out and endorse me as well. And I've received endorsements from Lodge 1 in Pittsburgh to Bucks County, Delaware County, Chester County, Montgomery County FOPs, with a number of other local FOPs coming in to show their support for my candidacy as Attorney General as well. My running for Attorney General, I promised that I would stay there for the 4 years if elected and for an additional 4 years if reelected. I'm not running to be governor. I'm not running to be U.S. Senator. I'm running to serve the full 8 years of the Office of Attorney General because the people of the Commonwealth need to know that one individual is going to make the right decisions for the right reason. I'm not going to operate under a political spotlight, if you will, worrying about what the polls are saying, and I'm not going to operate with personal vendettas, as we've seen under this current administration. I'm going to make sure that the Office of Attorney General operates according to the Commonwealth Attorneys Act and what the people of Pennsylvania believe and need. And the people in that office need to know we have some very fine professionals in the Office of Attorney General. There's going to be an individual there for 8 years with his hand on the till to make sure that that ship is righted, and if they're going to have the professional responsibility training and someone guiding them and having them do what's right for the people of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So I humbly ask for the vote and support of all your Patriot Party members to spread the word that John Rafferty is going to be the candidate who will best represent them and best serve the interests of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania as Attorney General.
Thank you for your service, and thank you for taking this time to be with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. My best to all those in Venango County. Thank you very much.
And good luck to you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the Venango County Tea Party Patriots audio interviews with the candidates. We encourage all voters to vote. Every election is important. It is a patriot's duty to exercise this right. Thank you for taking time to be an informed voter. Please continue to check our website at www.vcttpp.org for more educational resources.